Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for a Sunday series finale, Shockers and the Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest arms of the squad and was a star last night. It's Casey Hunt. Casey, appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for having me on.
How fun was last night making your double-A debut? Not only doing that, giving up one run in 5 1/3 and striking out 8.
Yeah, it was a blast. Getting back to the South. I was in Wisconsin for a little while, so it's getting back to the South. Getting kind of back to my roots and from college, so it was a blast.
One of the big things that really popped out last night was the ride on your fastball and the really good slider. What's been the development of those two pitches over your time here in the Brewers' org?
Yeah, it's developed a lot. Kind of just trusting the fastball up, letting it play up with the ride. And then, I mean, I have like three off-speed, I guess, curveballs, I guess you could say. I got a little cutter, slider, and the curveball. So whichever one's on, kind of, it's been the cutter actually recently. So kind of developing that, trusting that in the zone, and then kind of going to it to strike guys out. So
what's it been like coming up here to the double-A level? Because your first start in double-A, it's not like you were facing a lineup that doesn't know how to score runs. It was the best offense in the league. What was it like game planning for your first start in double-A, making that jump up against real good offense?
I think it was just going to what I've been successful with, whether that being low-A, high-A, or here, just kind of going to my strengths and pitching to my strengths rather than their weaknesses. So kind of trusting in myself, and it's kind of how I got here, you know, just trusting myself, trusting my work, and going after it.
Not only did you make your debut here in the Southern League, but you made your debut under 200 miles away from Stark Vegas, where you went to school. How fun was it to make your debut and have some familiar faces out in the stands who are rooting you on?
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a few people up in the stands, so I texted them. I said, it really means a lot pitching in front of people that I know, and, you know, having people in the stands behind me. It's awesome. You know, besides my parents in Wisconsin, but it's fun pitching in front of people that you know and, you know, that really care about you, and it's awesome.
What has that support been like from Bulldog fans throughout your time in pro ball? Because you were a longtime Bulldog, part of that national title team, four-year guy there. What's that support been like switching over to pro ball?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, there's people following along. Travis, our guy at Mississippi State, our media guy, he's been awesome job staying on top of everyone. So it's kind of surreal, honestly. But it's been a blast, and obviously playing so close to Starkville, it's been awesome.
Talking about just incredible, your journey through pro ball is incredible. Last year you were a reliever at Mississippi State, signed as an undrafted free agent. It's not even the end of your first season of pro ball and you're here in double A. What is the wildness of this journey been like throughout this season?
You know, I was telling people last night, it's been surreal. I think this time last year I was out in Arizona hanging out there, and a few months ago, I mean, I was at school. So it's been a surreal kind of moment. Starting from low A to high A to now in Biloxi. So it's been awesome, and I can't wait to see where it goes, continue to keep working, and it's really all I can do.
How do you keep yourself grounded moving up these levels? Because, again, this time last year you were in rookie ball, and now you're two steps away from the big leagues here in double A.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think taking each day, just trying to get better each day, is really stacking good days. I was telling my brother last night, you're stacking good days on top of good days. So even if you have a bad day, you're going to still continue to have those good days and kind of go from there. But it's been a blast. And being here so close to Starkville, there's a lot of people behind me. And it's awesome to pitch in front of and against people that are so good. So
not only are you adjusting to pro ball, but you're also adjusting to being a starter. You started this year as a back-end relief guy in Carolina, turned into a starter in the early parts of June in Wisconsin. Now here in AA, you've made 9 pro starts. How has that journey been, just learning how to be a starter in your career?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously in high school I was a starter, so that kind of helped a little bit. And then my junior and my senior, I was a Saturday guy to open, like, our year. So I've had, I think, 3 starts in college. But, yeah, it's been a blast getting back to my roots. My brothers were both starters, so I always wanted to be a starter, which is kind of weird coming full circle all the way around. But, no, I'm enjoying it. I had no idea it was the 9th start. But it seems like I've been starting forever, it feels like. But it's been a blast and kind of getting back to my roots, you know. Same routine and everything.
And you do have some family ties to minor league baseball. Your brother was a first-round draft pick as a pitcher of the Twins. How much have you been able to kind of lean on his experience in minor league baseball while you're navigating your first year in pro ball?
I think he's helped me. Both of my brothers have helped me a lot. Kind of weighing when I first got obviously picked up by the Brewers, I was leaning heavily on them. You know, kind of, it's kind of weird going from college and all the eyes are on you in Starkville and everything like that to kind of being like the low end kind of freshman of the Brewers. So they helped me, you know, kind of get to this point, and it's really helped me a lot.
We now got two Jersey guys in this team. You, Brett Witrowski, you enjoying the fact there's another Jersey guy down here with you?
It's big time. You know, you don't see too many Jersey guys in the South, that's for sure. But we work out together at our baseball place in South Jersey. So I've known him for a little while now. So it's kind of cool having familiar faces around the facility for sure.
Well, and how nice is it to share what has been two big time years for you? You both are in your first year of Pro Bowl alongside Tate Keener. Yeah. And all three of you are here in Double A.
What's weird, it was me, Brett, and Yoho all in the same spring training house. So I texted them the other day when I got called up and said, what a year for that spring training house. So it's kind of surreal. I think we didn't expect this kind of, but in the back of our minds, I'm sure we all did, but it's been a blast following their careers. It's been a blast kind of getting to know the starting position and getting up here into Biloxi.
Well, it's been a blast having you here, Casey. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shecker's Biscuits coming up next.